This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Elections have come to a close in Ukraine, and the country has elected comedian Volodymyr Zelensky president. Reuters Colette Luke has more.
41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. The national exit poll showed Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Poroshenko winning just 25%. Zelensky, who played a fictitious president in the popular Ukrainian TV series Servant of the People, had no political experience entering the presidential race.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Pope Francis has denounced the cruel violence of the Easter Sunday slaughter of Christians and foreigners in Sri Lanka, where 290 people were killed. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass, but delivered his traditional Urbi et Orbi speech, which means to the city and the world, highlighting conflicts in the Middle East, Africa and the Americas. From the loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged political leaders to put aside their differences and work instead for peace. The Pope ended his speech by lamenting what he described as the grave attacks on Sri Lankan hotels and churches on Easter Sunday. The 82-year-old Francis has just completed an exhausting few days of Holy Week commemorations, which included presiding over the Way of the Cross procession on Good Friday and celebrating the Easter Vigil late Saturday night in St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police and British High Commission say a British woman and a Nigerian citizen have been shot dead in north central Nigeria on Friday. Kaduna State Police spokesman Yakubu Sabo tells reporters that the gunmen kidnapped three other people as well. The region has witnessed a spate of kidnappings and by armed men in recent months. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Protesters demonstrating against the ruling military council in Sudan said on Sunday they were disappointed by suspended talks between the two sides. One protester thought the military council would see the crowds and take action, but the protester called the military council an extension of the regime, which has stolen 30 years from them. Protest organizers said their move to suspend negotiations came when the ruling council failed to meet demands for an immediate transfer to civilian government following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. Iranian state media states Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has begun his first official visit to neighboring Iran for talks set to focus on strengthening bilateral ties, fighting terrorism, and safeguarding borders. The two-day trip started on Sunday with a stopover in the holy city of Mashhad, where Khan was expected to visit the shrine of Imam Reza, who is revered by Shiite Muslims. The IRNA said Khan was expected to fly to the capital of Tehran to hold talks with President Hassan Rouhani and other top officials. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is defending U.S. President Donald Trump's efforts to fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel in charge of investigating his campaign. Speaking on ABC this week, California Congressman Adam Schiff, who serves as the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said the information in the report amounted to an obstruction of justice.
I do believe that he obstructed justice and did so in many ways. And I think that the Mueller report points out how the elements of obstruction are met in several instances, several courses of the president's conduct.
Conway, however, defended the president, saying Mr. Trump was trying to defend himself, knowing that his campaign was innocent of Russian collusion. Armed men and motorcycles have attacked a Malayan army camp and killed a number of people near Mali's border with Mauritania. Army spokesman Darian Cohn said the complex attack took place on Sunday morning in the village of Gire. Cohn says the military is still working to determine the death toll. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, though suspicion immediately fell on al-Qaeda-linked groups known to be operating in the area. A similar attack last month left 20 Malayan soldiers dead. A coalition of extremist groups linked to al-Qaeda eventually said it was behind that attack. At least 17 people have been killed and five others injured by a landslide in southwestern Colombia Sunday. Heavy rains triggered the mudslide in the province of Cauca, the country's disaster relief agency said. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.